Welcome to the Semicolon Podcast. This is a safe place to discuss a variety of topics centered around mental health. I am your host, Ashley McClellan, a social worker who has learned a lot about mental health along the way. I am here to be a voice, to support, and to learn with you all. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semicolon Podcast. I am your host, Ashley McClellan. We are coming to the end of May, which is Mental Health Awareness Month. However, every month or every day should be mental health awareness. Every day, you should be able to connect with yourself and understand why you may feel the way you do. Our mental health affects so much in our lives, such as our physical health, our emotional health, our jobs, our relationships, families, and so much more. With that being said, we want to practice good mental health. Here are some ways to improve your mental health. So the very first thing I feel is that you want to start your day productive. You want to set the tone for your day. Now, I know most of us, when we wake up or when our alarm wakes us up, the first thing many of us do is lay in bed and scroll on social media. Don't worry, I'm guilty of this too. I swear you all, ever since I downloaded TikTok, I would literally scroll on there for hours and hours. But starting your day on social media can sometimes start your day on the wrong foot, especially depending on what you come across. For example, say the first thing you see when you open your Facebook app is someone that posted they got engaged. Of course, you may be happy for that person if you know that person, but it could bring up some jealousy because you are wondering, you know, when is this going to happen for you? I use this example because this is me all the time. And then this may just be on your mind all day long. So it's just best to start your morning on a good foot. So I've recently started a new morning routine and I'm going to share that with you all. So instead of jumping on social media first thing in the morning, I just jump right out of bed and I make my bed. And then I head to the bathroom, wash my face, brush my teeth, or whatever else I have to do. After that, I grab a bottle of water and then I go to my living room. I prepare my space for meditation and prayer. I roll out my pink yoga mat. I light my stress relief candle and my pink and white candles in which I have set intentions. And then me personally, I love listening to guided meditations. I'm not at a point where I could just sit in silence and be with my thoughts. So I listen to guided meditations. So I do some guided meditation and then I state out loud some positive affirmations. You want to replace your I want and I need statements with I am statements. I'm going to say that again. You want to replace your I want or I need statements with I am statements. For example, I am productive. I am having a great day. I am happy today. It's funny because when people text me in the morning and just say morning, the first thing I reply, you not having a good morning. I'm like, you woke up this morning, so you are having a good morning. But even just what you text set the tone. So, you know, I just want people to acknowledge that, yes, I'm having a good morning. So instead of saying morning, say good morning. I am statements really set the tone for today. Next, I go into a devotional and prayer. This feeds my mind with positivity instead of negativity, which I could possibly get from scrolling on social media. You can also do this at night as well, right before bed, to end your day on a positive note. Next, you want to be thankful throughout the day. It is so easy to complain throughout the day. When I feel myself starting to complain, I try to catch it. So throughout the day, I try to be thankful and practice gratitude as much as I can, even for the little things. Thank you, Lord, for traveling grace. Thank you, Lord, for this meal, etc. Try to say thank you more than your complaints. We are all not perfect, and there are going to be things that you will complain about. I find myself doing this a lot at work. Being a child welfare, it just takes you there. But instead of complaining out loud or to someone else, I try my best to keep it to myself, or I'll just take a break altogether. You know, just step away from the computer, step away from that phone calling, you know, whatever you have to do. You know, many people may go on a walk or actually take a lunch break. I know at my office, people rarely actually take a lunch break. You know, we work throughout lunch, but, you know, take that lunch break. You know, it's a time for you to have a break from work. So that brings me to also, you want to be active, whether that's going for a walk, working out, doing some yoga, or whatever you prefer. Right now, I am doing some home workouts just to get my body moving. I do want to get into yoga and walking outside. We all know that being active is so beneficial to our overall health. Being active can also just make you feel good about yourself, and it can also improve your mental health. To also improve my mental health, I have been working on my sleep pattern as well. You know, prior to, you all knew I would only be getting about six and a half hours of sleep, and I would need a nap throughout the day. 9 months ago, I was prescribed trazodone and melatonin. This has helped me to get eight and a half hours of sleep, and I don't need a nap throughout the day. What's crazy is I tried to take a nap yesterday and I couldn't, so I just got up and did some cleaning. But now my goal is to get a good night's sleep without medication. So I just invested in a weighted blanket, and I will be trying it out tonight without taking my medication and to see if that helps me fall asleep and stay asleep. So I'm very excited to try that, and I will keep you all updated. So there are so many other ways to improve your mental health. You know, eating healthy foods, reading, or, you know, just being with nature. What I love seeing the most right now is that it's so many of my Facebook friends talking about mental health. Even during this time, during quarantine, a lot of people have even started telehealth and doing therapy. And I just find that so amazing. So we all know that mental health still has a stigma attached to it, but it is so refreshing to see so many people, you know, starting to talk about it. I actually had a friend tell me that he talks about mental health now because of my podcast. And you know, that's all I wanted for this podcast. And I even said, if I only reach one person, then I have done my job. So, you know, to all the people that's making mental health their priority, I'm proud of you. I am. You know, it's been a long journey for me. You know, I'm still on this journey. But I am in such a better space than I was last year. So I'm very thankful for that. So to end, I don't have a quote, but I do just want to say, protect your mental health. Now, people say protect your peace, protect your heart. You have to protect your mental health. You know, like I say, it literally affects our day-to-day lives. So protect your mental health. Thank you all for taking the time to listen, and I can't wait to talk to you all in my next episode.